Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting piece of content about building a SaaS app called Invoice Nudger. It's a tool for freelancers to automate those sometimes awkward invoice follow-ups.
Sounds like a real pain point. I'm eager to hear how they tackle this. What's the core idea behind Invoice Nudger?
It's all about automating those follow-up emails, but with a personal touch. Think less robotic Stripe reminders. More friendly nudges from Susan in finance. Remember those overdue invoices? No more chasing.
Cite custom domains and personalized emails. That's smart. How are they actually building this thing? Are we talking serious coding chops?
Nope. That's the beauty. They're using Replit AI and Resend, an email powerhouse. It's like vibe coding for the everyday person. Even I could do it.
Resend? Hadn't heard of that one. What's the magic there?
It's a React-based SMTP service. Perfect for Replit projects. Super simple setup. Beautiful UI and handles transactional emails like a dream. No more wrestling with clunky email setups.
A godsend for MVPs, huh? So walk me through the build process. What's the first step?
They start with a killer prompt for Replit's AI. Describe the app. Link the resend docs, even specify the styling. Boom! Instant dashboard.
Wait, they just pasted the docs in? That's wild. Does it really work that seamlessly?
Pretty much. They feed the AI a product requirements document generated by ChatGPT, a great trick to catch those overlooked details. Then the AI scaffolds a visual preview, like watching your idea come to life.
Mind-blowing. So it just generates the code from the preview?
Exactly. Builds out the routes, the plumbing, the whole shebang. A little database management, a sprinkle of UI components, and voila, a working app.
Incredible. But how do you get people to actually use it? Marketing's the real hurdle, right?
They've got some clever ideas. Think viral videos a la Farsha TV. Tell a story, showcase the dashboard, maybe even a little mob-themed humor, you know? Something memorable.
Haha, I love that. A little Conor McGregor action to collect those invoices. What about more traditional marketing?
Cold email's an option, but they're leaning towards organic and social. LinkedIn short-form videos are apparently dynamite, especially with that built-in link option.
I'm skeptical about LinkedIn, to be honest. Seems a bit stuffy. What makes it so effective?
It's a massive pool of potential users. Hundreds of millions of active professionals, all hungry for solutions. You'd be crazy to ignore that.
Fair point. So, back to the build. Any hiccups along the way?
Well, the email sending needed some tweaking. Turns out setting up custom domains is key for security. A little DNS wizardry, some verification, and they were back on track.
DNS wizardry. Love it. So, is the app ready for prime time?
It's a solid MVP. They've got the core functionality down. Creating clients, generating invoices, sending reminders. Still room for improvement, but an incredible feat for an hour's work.
Absolutely amazing. Any final takeaways for aspiring SaaS builders?
Iterate, iterate, iterate. Don't get stuck on one idea. Build, test, learn, and move on. And don't forget the power of a good story. That's what grabs attention. And with that, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Goodbye.